if anybody wants to
Sure,
take
I
that.
can. Yeah, I can take that one. Yeah, so a open source operating system, it's a operating system where the code is developed publicly and it's hosted online for anyone to see it and download it. Contrasting that to like Windows or even Mac OS, which are, private and corporate operating systems, which are built and no one can see the code. No one, outside of employees working at those companies like Microsoft and Apple, no one can contribute to it. And so with open source operating systems, those operating systems are not being built for profit. They're being built by people who either enjoy doing that or they want to use a product which is not being built for profit, which in the long run ends up being much more functional and much more enjoyable to use as well than a lot of corporate operating systems. And it's also, I would say the least complicit option that you can use in terms of, contributing to big tech and their complicity in Israel's apartheid and genocide. There's people all over the world who contribute to open source software, including operating systems and, Linux, the most popular open source operating system. It's primarily developed in Europe. And so that's usually what we recommend for OS, but there are other options out there too.
Thanks for that, Patrick. I hope that makes it a little bit more clear. And if anybody has any questions about like any terms we used or certain things we said that maybe weren't clear, please do let us know, come off mute or drop it in the chat. Or if you have any other questions. Do Google Comrades have a similar group? So the No Tech for Apartheid group includes both Amazon workers and Google workers. So they kind of came together and they formed No Tech for Apartheid to fight back against Project Nimbus. So do Google Comrades have a similar group? Yeah, No Tech for Apartheid also includes Google workers. We have a question here about Linux and gaming. I certainly don't know how to answer it, but do people generally prefer Ubuntu to, say, Linux Mint? How about for gaming? And I see
Yeah.
Eunice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eunice, you have a great comment about Hazlitt or CacheOS. So those are two gaming specific Linux distributions. In general, Linux gaming is mostly through the Steam game platform. It's what I and many others use on Linux. There are some other game platforms on Linux as well, so it's not just Steam. But in terms of distributions, there are some which are optimized for gaming. However, I would also say that in general, the most popular Linux distributions out there, whether that's Ubuntu or Linux Mint, or maybe Arch Linux or others, they all support gaming very well. And so you can choose to use an optimized version if you have really good hardware. But really, I would say most Linux distributions, it's going to work very well as, if you're using Steam or another platform that's made for Linux.
There's a comment or question in the chat by Zahn. Does anyone happen to know anything about Project Lavender?
I can take that, and then if I miss anything,
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.